RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news first, the headlines. West Nusa Tenggara is poised for National Quran Recital Competition. Golkar Party agrees to push up electoral threshold. The Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry encourage Indonesian export to attain 500%. Now the news in details. The Indonesian province of West Nusa Tenggara is gearing up for the 26th National Quran Recital Competition, better known as Musabaqah Tilawatil Quran, in Lombok Island from July 28 to August 7, 2016. As reported by Antara News Agency, the participants from 34 provinces for the National Quran Recital Competition are estimated to be more than 5,000, not to mention the number of entertainers. The National Annual Quran Recital Competition is intended to encourage the participants to memorize Quran and to learn more from the Muslim Holy Book. Such a competition will help discover hidden talents in Indonesia who, through this important channel, can compete favorably with their counterparts across the country. Whoever emerged the overall best in the competition will represent his or her province in the next edition of the same event. The Musabaqah Tilawatil Quran can help motivate the participants to not only read the Holy Quran but also apply its teachings and practice it in everyday life. The Golkar Party supports an increase in the electoral threshold to 7-10% from the current 3.5%. As reported by Jakarta Post, a member of House of Representatives, Tantowi Yahya, said, "A higher would strengthen our democratic system and simplify political decision-making." Previously, Nasdem Party Chairman Surya Paloh proposed an increase in the threshold to 7%. According to Law No. 8, 2012 on election, the electoral threshold, the minimum percentage of the vote required to get seats in the House of Representatives, is at 3.5%. Golkar tried to push up the threshold to 7-10% in the revision of the law, but the Democratic Party, which was the largest party at that time, rejected the proposal. In the 2009 election, the Democrats gained 20.85% of the vote, which made it leading party. The Golkar Party followed in second position with 14.45% of the vote, while then-opposition Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle was at the third place with 14.03%. The Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, Central Executive Board may assign Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini to run as its Jakarta gubernatorial candidate next year if the party believes she is the best candidate. As reported by Jakarta Post, PDIP Jakarta gubernatorial candidate recruitment team head Gembong Warsono said on Friday that the party was considering her grassroots support through various groups including Risma's Warriors, Risma's Troops, Tanah Merah with Risma, and Jakarta Love Risma. He said the case is simple. The party can deliver assignment letters to Risma as a party member if the party believes that she is needed in the capital. He believed Risma would not reject her appointment as a Jakarta gubernatorial candidate, although she has said that she still wanted to focus on her duties as Surabaya mayor. Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Rosan Ruslani, at National Trade Conference theme aiming at boosting Indonesian export 500% in Jakarta on Friday, said, the National Chambers has activated capacity building to boost new thousands exporters. He said Kadin encouraged Indonesian goods export to have international standard quality so they can compete with foreign goods export.
Kadin assumed that these efforts can encourage Indonesian goods export to be more competitive while they are entering other countries. Indeed, Indonesian goods qualities must be boosted.
Besides, Rosan Roslani has targeted that Indonesian export to be 500% in 2025 or $950 billion. To achieve it, the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry has asked all related parties to encourage the development of Indonesian goods export. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Bank Indonesia has strengthened its efforts to deepen the financial market by increasing investment and hedging products as part of its support for the tax amnesty program. As reported by Jakarta Post, Bank Indonesia Executive Director of Communication, Tirta Segara, said, Bank Indonesia fully supported the implementation of the amnesty program, which is expected to increase the government capacity to finance development programs. He said Bank Indonesia will issue a regulation on negotiable certificates of deposit facilities, while creating a hedging products that has lower cost than the regular ones. More products will also be launched soon. He further explained that specific measures to support the tax amnesty were in the pipeline. Meanwhile, Bank Indonesia's Monetary Policy Executive Director, Yuda Agung, added that the central bank will also continue to coordinate with the government in the implementation of the tax amnesty, including encouraging people to repatriate their assets so they could be of benefit to the national economy. Indonesian Students and University Students Association in Egypt is one of foreign students and university students organization approved in Egypt. It is also registered by Egypt National Security. It was said by Secretary General of the Association in Egypt, Zulkarnain Harisalmaki, to RRI Reporter on Friday. He said Indonesian Students and University Students Association is approved by Egypt National Security because it deals with education, art and culture, and it is not involved by Egypt foreign political affairs.
Terkait masalah organisasi, bisa kita cukup berbangga.
Related to organization, BPMI is proud enough because it is one of organizations which is legally approved by in Egypt. I said this because BPMI is registered at the national security. BPMI is not registered in other countries for political alliance, and if we see organizations such as BPMI in Malaysia, is disbanded. It was called PEMRAM. It is disbanded by the national security and it is not active anymore until now. PEMI has cultural activity, we have a prioritized language as well as education. Zulkarnain Harisalmaki, university students of Al-Azhar University from Lombok, said, before revolutions in Egypt, there were many foreign university students organizations in Egypt. However, during the revolution era, all kinds of organizations are watched by the national security. He presumed there have been a lot of university students' organizations disbanded by Egypt national security because there were such activities found to distract Egypt national stability. Last item. State-owned railway operator PT Kereta Api Indonesia posted a revenue of 459 billion rupiah during this year's Idul Fitri holiday. PT Kereta Api Indonesia Director Edi Sukmoro said that the revenues rose 14% from that in 2015. As reported by Tempo.co, he said it came from passenger transport alone. PT Kereta Api Indonesia transported 5.48 million passengers in both the homecoming and returning traffic during this year's Idul Fitri holiday, more than in 2015, which saw 5.1 million people transported. Moreover, the company recorded a rise in motorcycle transport significantly, from 5,436 units last year to 11,629 units. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016. With the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia,
an amazing country, the world's largest archipelagic country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in press review of various newspapers published in the capital of Jakarta. Let's start with Kompas newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday writes, "Punishment discretions." President Joko Widodo ordered the Attorney General and Indonesian Police Chief not to penalize the action of government administration. The president also asked prosecutors and police from the central to local line to work in the same tune. He reminded that the policies and breakthroughs taken by the government must receive support from the ranks of law enforcement. According to Kompas, as the head of government responsible for the government, the president's instruction is legitimate. Indeed, Indonesia is a country of law, not a state of power, and the law can only be enforced if there is a power upholding the enforcement. On the other hand, the power without law would just be anarchy. The president's instructions that law enforcement does not penalize officials who take discretions, not in the sense that official could take any policy freely on behalf of discretion. Discretionary decisions must fulfill the conditions stipulated in the Administration Act, which has been arranged within what scope officials could take discretion action. The Act of State Administration should be a guide to how the relation between discretions and convictions is. According to Kompas, if the fact is used as reference in the state administration, there should be no criminalization of policy, as far as it does not violate the law. However, it also does not mean that discretion can be exercised without limits. Over now to Media Indonesia newspaper. In an editorial on Tuesday, it writes, "Reject close proportional election." Indonesia is considered as the third largest democracy in the world. Undergoing the process of democratic reform made Indonesia, with a population of 250 million, become a model for many countries in the world. In fact, in the 2014 legislative election, 154 representatives from 30 countries came to this country as observers. The success of running a direct presidential election and the legislative election in open proportional way has made Indonesian democracy move forward. People have full authority to determine who would be the president for the next 5 years. In the legislative election, who will sit in the parliament are entirely depend on people. However, it appears there are some efforts to return to the close proportional system. The electoral mode of the new order, which is clearly seen as more pro-political parties oligarchy. The government through the Ministry of the Interior in the revision of Act 8 No. 2012 Bill of General Election of DPR, DPD and DPRD, or commonly called the election law, argued that open proportional races many instance politicians have served due to the power of capital and popularity alone. In addition, according to Media Indonesia, it is political parties which are expected to improve themselves because they have the absolute authority to place candidates on the ballot paper. Political education of the people should be intensified, which is one of the main tasks of political parties.
According to Media Indonesia, the democratic process through open proportional system ensures candidates who won the full support of the people to sit in the legislature. To conclude the press review this week, Business Indonesia newspaper in its editorial on Thursday writes, "Terrorism Metamorphosis Alert." Santoso Elias Abu Wardah, one of the most wanted by the security forces, was confirmed dead after Operation Tinombala, a joint Indonesian military and police task force, shoot out with East Indonesian Mujahideen in the mountain village of Tambarana Poso, North Coast, Central Sulawesi Province. Chief of Indonesian National Police General Tito Karnavian, fingerprint tests on a man who was killed in the shootout on Monday matched with terrorist Santoso. Later, this was confirmed by the DNA test result. According to Business Indonesia, the role of the community is also an important element in the prevention of terrorist acts. Although intelligence and police had a list of people considered to be related to the terrorist network, their daily lives clearly cannot be monitored for 24 hours. Reports on suspicious people from residents could be initial measures in the prevention of terrorism. Business Indonesia writes that all agree that terrorism is not just the affairs of security forces. Terrorism is a threat, and therefore, a matter for all Indonesians as a nation. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and that was this week's Press Review.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on July 23, 1952, when Farouk I of Egypt was overthrown. Farouk I of Egypt was the 10th ruler of the Muhammad Ali dynasty and the last king of Egypt and Sudan, succeeding his father Fuad I of Egypt in 1936. His full title was His Majesty Farouk I, by the grace of God, King of Egypt and Sudan, Sovereign of Nubia, of Kordofan, and of Darfur. He was overthrown in the Egyptian Revolution of 1952 and forced to abdicate in favor of his infant son, Ahmed Fuad, who succeeded him as Fuad II of Egypt. He died in an exile in Italy. His sister princess, Fauzia Fuad, was the first wife and queen consort of the Shah of Iran, Muhammad Reza Pahlavi. The next event was in 2001, when People's Consultative Assembly unanimously voted to impeach Wahid and to replace him with Megawati as president. The reign of Abdurrahman Wahid started on 20th of October 1999, when leading Abdurrahman Wahid often created a policy that made the House of Representatives unsatisfied with his administration. On November 2000, 151 members of the Indonesian House of Representatives signed the impeachment petitions towards Gus Dur. Then Gus Dur declared the decree, which contained three commands. However, the decree did not obtain the support, and on July 23rd, the Assembly formally impeached Wahid and Megawati Soekarnoputri replaced Gus Dur as president. And the last event was in 2011, when two high-speed trains traveling on the Yongtaiwan railway line collided. On July 23, 2011, two high-speed trains traveling on the Yongtaiwan railway line collided on a viaduct in the suburbs of Wenzhou, Zhejiang Province, China. The two trains derailed each other and four cars fell off the viaduct. 40 people were killed, at least 190 were injured, 12 of them were severe injuries. Officials responded to the accident by hastily concluding rescue operations and ordering the burial of the derailed cars. These actions elicited strong criticism from Chinese media and online communities. In response, the government issued directives to restrict media coverage, which was met with limited compliance even on state-owned networks. That was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Welcome back, listener. Here is our focus for today. with the topic Indonesia waits for WTO decision in cigarette packaging disputes. Director General for International Trade Negotiation of the Ministry of Commerce, Imam Prambagyo, disclosed that the process of cigarette packaging dispute between Indonesia and Australia in the World Trade Organization is almost finished. Speaking at a press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said WTO will soon submit the tentative conclusion in July or September this year. The case began in March 2014 when Indonesia suing Australia that has enforced the rules of plain cigarette packaging since 2012. Indonesia assessed the action of Australia has violated WTO rules that prohibit members apply any special demands which complicates the use of the trademark. Besides, members of the WTO must ensure that they apply the rules that do not restrict trade. For Indonesia, Australia policy on plain cigarette packaging can disrupt Indonesian cigarette exports, which is one of the important industries. At least 6 million people are involved in the cigarette industry in Indonesia. Cigarette exports contribute at least $700 million in state revenues. According to Iman, Indonesia does not object to Australia's efforts to reduce tobacco consumption. However, a national survey of the Australian government showed a plain cigarette packaging does not contribute to the acceleration of the downward trend in smoking rates in Australia, which has lasted for 22 years. Iman is also worried that if the dispute is won by Australia, then Australia's policy will spread to other countries. Now, some states have planned to issue similar rules to the formula milk, vegetables oils, and packaged fruits, which are often allegedly associated with disease. Meanwhile, Vice Chairman of the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Sinta Kamdani, who also attended the press conference, said Australia's policy negates the costly branding process. As a result, other industries such as design and advertising will also be affected. Tentative conclusion to be published by WTO is confidential. That is going to be delivered only to the parties in dispute. In the next stage, Indonesia and Australia will both give a response before the WTO panel issuing the final decision. That was Focus. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. The Indonesian province of West Nusa Tenggara is gearing up for the 26th National Quran Recital Competition, better known as Musabaqoh Tilawatil Quran, in Lombok Island from July 28 to August 7, 2016. The Golkar Party supports an increase in the electoral threshold from 7 to 10% from the current 3.5%. The Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, Central Executive Board may assign Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini to run as its Jakarta gubernatorial candidate next year, if the party believes she is the best candidate. Bank Indonesia has strengthened its efforts to deepen the financial market by increasing investment and hedging products as a part of its support for the tax amnesty program. State-owned railway operator PT Kereta Api Indonesia posted a revenue of 459 billion rupiah during this year Idul Fitri holiday. Listener, that was News in Brief, our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to West Nusa Tenggara Province to introduce you to Mati Sili Beach. Stay tuned. Listeners, West Nusa Tenggara has many attracting tourism objects, especially its beaches, which are beautiful and have white sand. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to one of beaches, namely Macis Sili, at the border of Sumbawa, Dompu, Tarono sub-district. Macis Sili is actually a name of two beaches, namely Maci and Sili Beach. Because its location is near, so it is often combined. Listeners, Maci and Sili Beach can be accessed by land transportation around 6 hours from Sumbawa Besar. These beaches are well known as surfing spot and annually together with Dompu Regency holds world surfing competition. High wave at Maci Beach can be used as surfing during May until November. Listeners, the beauty of Maci and Sili Beach deserve thumbs up. Along the trip to Maci and Sili, you can enjoy beautiful scenery and various birds as well as wild animals. At these tourism objects, you can also find green turtles. Listeners, the location of Maci and Sili is a little bit far. Moreover, location of Sumbawa, which is in the east of Lombok, makes not many tourists come at the place. People who come to this place are surfing lovers, because these beaches spoil the surfers. Even though its location is far, these beaches are completed with various facilities. At the beaches, you can rent hotel or resort to stay at night. Please do not forget to taste typical food at Maci and Sili Beach. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, is holding VOI International Quiz 2016 with the main prize, having a holiday in Indonesia. Indonesia, an amazing country, the world's largest archipelago country, where you can find a lot of wonderful things. Indonesia, a beautiful place with natural cultural diversity, along with its friendly people. All of this will impress you for good. Are you dreaming of visiting Indonesia? Make your dream come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2016. You may be the lucky one to visit the wonderful Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. What is the capital city of Indonesia? 2. What is your favorite program? 3. Tell us briefly what you know about Voice of Indonesia. Please send your answer along with your personal data, passport number, and expiry date of your passport to voiquiz2016@gmail.com. voiquiz2016@gmail.com before August 1st, 2016. Welcome to Indonesia.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, it's nice to meet you again with me, Reza, in Michelini. Listener, Muhammadiyah University or UNISMU, Makassar, South Sulawesi, in mid-September 2016. Will carry out an event that involves students from various countries in Asia and Europe. That's the topic of today's miscellany. Listeners, Muhammadiyah University or UNISMU Makassar will hold a summer course program in mid-September. This was admitted by the Head of International Affairs Office of UNISMU Makassar, Erwin Akib. According to Erwin, this program will introduce and teach Bahasa Indonesia, art and culture of Indonesia, especially from South Sulawesi to the students who come from various countries in Asia and Europe. The students are from the universities which become UNISMU Makassar partners. For the first program, International Affairs Office of UNISMU Makassar will only accept 20 students with approximately 15 days study duration. For learning methods, the student activity during this event will take place in the classroom and outdoors at tourism areas around South Sulawesi. Besides introducing Indonesian culture and art, especially from South Sulawesi, this event also promotes tourism destination in the city of Angin Mamiri to foreign countries. Erwin added the summer course event is an implementation of the programs that had been offered at PKK UI grant that was obtained by UNISMU some time ago. Listeners, this is the end of Miscellany today with the topic Summer Course Program UNISMU Makassar. We'll see you again on another occasion with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.go.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Naif. As a band, Naif is relatively durable. This band is one of Indonesian bands which never changes its personal. Listeners, to initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Benci Untuk Mencinta, or in English means Hate to Love.
Aku saat ini ku
Listeners, Naif was established on 22nd October 1995. It consists of 5 personnel, namely David, Emil, Jarwo, Pepeng, and Chandra. Unfortunately, Chandra resigned in 2003. The name of the band was given by their friend because their songs are very naif. Naif songs are very simple but still having contents and harmony. Besides, that word of naif is easy to be remembered. Since the beginning of their career until now, their popularity is more increasing. This band is relatively long enough to show in Indonesian music world. Nevertheless, the nuance which becomes their characteristic does not change and is even more loved by their fans. Listeners, let's enjoy Naif song entitled Karena Kamu Cuma Satu, or means because you are the only one.
Kau yang paling setia, kau yang teristimewa, kau yang aku cinta, cuma engkau saja. Dari semua pria juara, dari semua wanita kau yang paling sejiwa. Denganmu semua air mata menjadi tawa sukaria. Akankah kau selalu ada menemani dalam sukaria?
kau satu-satunya, dan tak ada dua, apalagi tiga, cuma engkau saja.
Listeners, Naif has released 10 albums. Song entitled Karena Kamu Cuma Satu is a song in their 9th album entitled Planet Cinta. The song has released since December 2010. At the time, all radios in Indonesia simultaneously played the song. The song tells about the only person who loves. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, we'll play 2 Naif songs entitled Di Mana Aku Di Sini. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Bilakah engkau mengerti semua yang ada di hati? Berarti bahwa yang kau bilang
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.